Makos Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud, the last 10th Perik of Mishnah Aleph, and there's a bunch of things going on over here. It's a famous Mishnah. The first part says, Mishnah Nigmar Dino Varach. If a person went to Bezin, the Bezin convicted him. He now is facing execution. But Uvarach, he was Boreach, he ran away. So then, Uvalifnei also Bezin, if they get him back to that Bezin after a time, Ein Sosernes Dino, we don't start from scratch, we don't retry the case, we just pick up where we left off, and they will execute him right away. So the Havamina is, you might have thought that since the Pasuk says, V'hitzilu ha'eda esarotzeach, there's a mandate on the Dayanim to make an effort to try to save the accused from execution. You might have thought perhaps that would be a license to restart this trial, since the trial was sort of interrupted in such a way, but no, it's not the case. Since the Bezin convicted him, there's no reason to try again. There's no reason to think that they would come up to a different conclusion the second time. Rather, we just continue on and carry out the execution. Now, of course, if the accused would present new information, we would certainly consider that and retry the case based on the new information, which is always the case. As you remember back from Masechta Sanhedrin, we would always, until the very last moment, even accept arguments and reconsider new evidence or information or arguments why the accused should not be executed. That's din number one. Din number two says, Kol makom she'yamdu shnayim v'yomru. Any scenario, we have two people come to the Bezdin, and they say, Me'idin anu ve'ish ploni she'nigmar dinu be'bez dinu shel ploni. They testify that there's a certain person, Johnny, the convict, they claim, who was already tried in a different Bezdin and convicted over there of murder, and they say that it was, first of all, it was so-and-so's bez in a specific base in a specific place, ufloni ufloni adav, and, you know, there were these particular men were the witnesses who testified that he indeed was a murderer. So then, based on the testimony of these new witnesses in this new location, that they are aware and confirmed that there was already a trial regarding Johnny elsewhere, and they convicted him, as long as the testimony is, you know, subject to hazam and the like, meaning that we kind of have a case about whether we believe these witnesses, but not a specific case about the facts regarding the murder itself. So then we would accept the testimony ultimately if the evidence pans out and the new witnesses are indeed confirmed to be telling the truth. And then Hareze Yehareg, the accused person, will be executed in the new Bezdin, or by the new Bezdin. This is a din that's totally peculiar. It's specific to murderers. Normally, we need to have the witnesses themselves who witnessed the crime carry out the execution. Here, we have people who didn't witness the crime. They only witnessed the din Torah happening. But a special rule is that anybody can carry out the execution of a murderer, if need be. And for the sake of minimizing, you know, the proliferation of murderers around Klal Yisrael, in such a scenario, we would allow the Bezdin to execute based on the testimony of these new these witnesses who didn't see the crime but saw the court case and confirmed that it happened and that the court convicted this accused person of, you know, murder, and then he just got away. Now, if you put these two Mishnahs, this first two sentences of the Mishnah together, something's not adding up exactly, because the diuk, the first part of the Mishnah says, it says, Uvalifnei also Bezdin, Ein Sosernes Dino. If we bring him to the same Bezdin, we won't start again and reconsider the case. Whereas the second sentence said, even in a different Bezdin, we wouldn't, if we would take the evidence of the testimony, we would consider it as true and we would execute based on that. So what happens if a person is brought to a new Bezdin? He was convicted, he escapes, he goes to a new Bezdin. Would we retried or otherwise? So the answer is it depends. If the new Bezdin is in Eretz Yisrael, so then we would indeed reconsider the facts of the case. We would retry the case because the thought is that Eretz Yisrael makes people have extra zchuyos. The dayanim will be that much wiser because of the being in Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore, assuming that we're talking about a new Bezdin in a new location in Eretz Yisrael, we would reconsider the case if the convict actually escaped to Eretz Yisrael and start from scratch, retrying the case. But if you're talking about not in Eretz Yisrael, then we would not do that. The Rambam paskens that if it's the very same Bezdin, meaning the very same 23 people who were living in Chutz La'aretz who relocated to Eretz Yisrael, so then we would not retry the case, even in Eretz Yisrael, because the assumption is that since the same men who tried the first time, the same Dayanim, so they're not going to have a different insight, but a different Dayan would, perhaps. Okay, now understand that in terms of Eretz Yisrael, the only place, the only Bezdin, the Sanhedrin of 23 who could do any, try any capital case, or even for that matter, any corporal case for Makos, or even giving, determining a case regarding Kanasos, fines, They need to be musmach, and they need to have smicha, they need to be called Rebbe, having been conferred the authorization from a previous generation, a previous musmach, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, to try such cases. That can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. So the thought is that you could have people who are musmachim, who got their smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's not the smicha of our modern day, it's smicha from, you know, that was the unbroken chain back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that smicha. If people had that smicha, so then they could try cases in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the next line of the Mishnah. It says, Sanhedrin noheges ba'aretz uva Chutz La'aretz. You can have a Sanhedrin, meaning a 23-man Sanhedrin that does capital cases, both trying the cases in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Chiddush is that although you can't ordain, give smicha to people outside of Eretz Yisrael, they could get it in Eretz Yisrael and then relocate to Chutz La'aretz and try cases over there, and that would work. Note, of course, that you can't try a capital case in any event, even in Eretz Yisrael, if the Sanhedrin isn't located and operating out of the Lishkas HaGazus, the Chamber of Hewn Stone, there, which sort of straddles the Azara and the Temple Mount. And more than that, it has to be that the Beis HaMikdash is operational, again, based on Psukim, that we have to have an operational Beis HaMikdash, so Kohanim are doing their service. So if the Beis HaMikdash is operating, Kohanim in operation, plus the Sanhedrin is operating out of the Lishkas HaGazus, so then you could have capital cases tried, even in Chutz La'aretz, assuming that you have Musmach and people have Smicha. But if the Sanhedrin is not in Lishkas HaGazus, or even if they are, but the Beis HaMikdash is not operating, so then, like, meaning today, for example, then there's no trying of capital cases even in Eretz Yisrael with Musmachim, if there'd be any. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah is very famous. It says, Sanhedrin ha-horeges echad b'shavua nikres chovlanis. Any Sanhedrin, any organized Bezin of 23, that executes one person every 7 years. The word shavua here means year, 7 year process. Think like the 7 year Shemitah cycle, shavua. Is nikres, it's called chovlanis, it's called destructive, it's destroying the world. And the way the Gemara learns it, and the way the Bartender presents it, the destruction of the world here isn't that we're killing people per se. It's that since there's a mandate on the Dayanim to be mesunim medin, to be deliberate in judgment, careful, and to fulfill the mandate of doing whatever they can to save people from execution, v'hatzilu ha'eda, as the Rotzeach, they have to make every effort to try to find a reason to exonerate someone from execution, even if maybe they are guilty, but the point is they have to find a technicality to let them off if possible. The point is, if the Sanhedrin isn't doing their job, finding ways to be very deliberate and just in din, and to find ways to exonerate, to let someone off the hook, so then the Klal Yisrael, the people, are being led by poor leadership in the Sanhedrin, and of 23 even, and that being the case, the poor world is coming to those people, the Sanhedrin, the Dayanim, are sort of destroying the world because they're not good stewards of the Klal Yisrael, of the Hashem's people. Now, on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Echad l'shivim shana. According to Elazar ben Azariah, any Bezin that executes even once every 70 years, in fact, the Gemara is not sure if it means once in 70 years or even once in 70 years, but the point is, even at that much less frequent amount, at least like a tenth as infrequent, still is considered to be a chovlanis, meaning it's, if you think of a person's life as 70 years, it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime event for a Bezin to convict. And if it's doing more than that, that is reason to give pause. The Dayanim should question, are we being rash? Are we doing our job correctly? It's like sort of like a red flag to consider if they're acting properly or not. At all events, there's a third opinion. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. Say they, meaning like Rabbi Kiva says, if I'd be on the Sanhedrin, and actually Rabbi Kiva was on the Sanhedrin, but the point is, if Rabbi Kiva was on a Sanhedrin that was trying capital cases, which he was not, because again, the Sanhedrin relocated from the Lishkas HaGazus 40 years prior to the Chorban, and from the year called the year 30 of the Common Era, and by then Rabbi Kiva was not on the Sanhedrin. So the point is, Rabbi Kiva and Tarfon say, if we were trying capital cases, lo neherag adam ma'olam, we'd find a way to get every single accused person off the hook. How would they do that? Gemara gives an example. For example, they would say, listen, you know, good, Johnny killed Shimon. That's what you say. But you know what? How do you know? They'll ask the witnesses, did you check Was Shimon a treifa? Was Shimon going to die anyways? He had some sort of fatal defect in him. So presumably they didn't check. But if they did, they say, yeah, we checked his body after, did a full autopsy, and he was just fine. So, oh, really? Well, you know, when Johnny plunged that sword into Shimon's heart, how do you know that where the sword went in was in the very place that there was a hole in his heart, and that's why he was a treifa? How could you know? So the idea being they would ask these kind of questions that no reasonable witness could ever answer definitively. Therefore, since they can't confirm certainly that the crime took place in a way that would be liable to execution, Rabbi Akiva says he'd get everyone off the hook, and Tarfon as well. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the Nasi, says, yes, they would be clever enough. Rabbi Akiva is a genius, obviously, and Rabbi Tarfon the same. So, of course, they could find a way to wiggle out of executing these people. But you know what? If you let murderers off, afhen marbin shof chedam b'Yisrael, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the attitude of we're going to never execute, we're going to always find a way to get people off the hook, makes it that there'll be a proliferation of murderers. Murderers will not be dissuaded because there's no real justice. They won't come to justice in this world. And that being the case, you'll end up having a society that falls apart because of all the murderers that are lurking about. And therefore, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is, yes, we look for every reasonable way to let an accused person off the hook, fulfilling the Hitzilu Ha'idas HaRotzeach, but ultimately, within some bounds of reason, and it's not like a axiomatic that we have to do. We have to find a way to let him out. Just we have to do what we can to make sure that justice is served. And part of justice in the Torah system is that any technicality would allow a person to be off the hook. But more than that, we shouldn't do. Raman Potskins, that once in 7 years is called Chavlanis. So the point is, it's infrequent, but it happens. And more than that, says the Rambam, listen, if people are totally flouting the law, and it means the Bezin has to kill every single day, or even 1,000 times a day, so it's got to do what it's got to do. The Bezin has to carry out its mandate. The point is, their mandate should be carried out in such a way they do everything in their power, within reason we'll call it, to avoid execution. And if they're killing more than once in 7 years, that should really give them pause to examine what they're doing and how they're doing it, to make sure they're not overstepping any boundaries and fulfilling their mandate to be Masuna Medin, deliberate in judgment, and to be Vatilo Eda Rotzeach, to do what they can to save the accused from being executed.